So to Perek Tes Mishnah Yudbeis, Mishmesu Neviim Harishonim, Badlu Urim V'Tumim. When the Neviim Rishonim died, Neviim Rishonim were all Neviim except for Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, because those Neviim lived during the time of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. All the other ones did not. But when any of the original Neviim, the Neviim Rishonim, died, there was no longer an Urim V'Tumim on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. And we know that the function of the Urim V'Tumim would be when there was an important Shaila for the Tzibur, they would ask the Urim V'Tumim. The Kohen Gadol would look at the stones of the Choshen and all of the letters that were there and the specific letters to answer his question from all the letters. The letters were made up of all the different Shvatim and also the words Shiftei Ka, like we learned in Yuma. Different letters would stick out and you would have Nevuah to understand what message and what ways to formulate the letters that were given to him. And it seems that this Nevuah that the Kohen Gadol even had came from the conduits of all the Neviim Rishonim. But once they weren't around, this Nevuah wasn't even given to the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, there was no Urim V'Tumim. And that there was a Shaila that once there was no longer this Koach, whether or not they put these stones into the Choshen anymore, because there was no need for these stones, the Urim V'Tumim. So according to Taisus and the Rambam, they still would put these stones, even during the Bayis Sheni, because it's a din of the Shmona Begadim, and you're not allowed to lack in any of the Shmona Begadim. However, Rashi learns, and the Ravid as well, that after there was no longer a koyach of Urim V'Tumim, they no longer put these stones inside of the Choshen. And according to Rashi, it's enough to have the Choshen without the Urim V'Tumim. It would not be considered that he's lacking in his eight Begadim. Mishnah continues, Mishrichar of Beis HaMikdash batal HaShamir V'Noifes Tzufim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir didn't exist. The Shamir was a type of worm that would carve through anything. And when it carved, it didn't make the item that it went through, it didn't like eat it, where you lost some of it. The Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash could not be lacking anything. As the Torah says, b'miluosam, that they had to be complete. But what the Shamir did, it sort of like made a perfect crack through the part that it would carve through. And they used to put ink where they wanted the Shamir to do its work. So for example, they would write out the letters of the Shvatim. So now, after they wrote the ink and marked which part of the Urim V'Tumim the Shamir should do its work, so they'd write in all the letters of the Shiftei Ka and any other parts that they would need to engrave without cutting and losing any of the stone or any of the Kalim, they would mark this with ink and then the Shamir would see this and do its job. And also, V'Noifes Tzufim, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no more longer Noifes Tzufim. Noifes Tzufim is honey that comes from a place called Tzifia, and it was very, very high-quality honey. Uvpasku Anshe Amana, and also, after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no longer people that really have Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rav explains. Shenemar Hoshia Hashem Ki Gamar Chosid, Pasuk in Tehillim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Ein Yom She'ein Bo Klala. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, says that from the time Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's not a day that there won't be a Klala. The Gemara explains that from the time of the Churban, not only that, but each day will have increasing Klalas, and that the world will exist in the Schus of the Kedusha that we say in Aramaic in the Tefillah of Uva L'Tzion, which is the Heshmei Rabbah that we say after, and also the Heshmei Rabbah that we say after Kaddish, after a drasha that's said on Shabbos, because these things have the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Limud HaTorah combined. And they're also said in the language that everybody understands, which was at that time Aramaic. And these words have the ability to be Mekayim Asa Olam. V'lo Yorad HaTal of Racha, and also if Beis Mikdash was destroyed, didn't go down and really give any bracha. V'nitl Tama Peris, and also real flavor of fruit was taken away. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Nitol Shoymen HaPeris. Rabbi Yossi says, not only is the flavor, but even the nutrition of the peris was also taken away. I remember that my Rebbe in Hank, Rabbi Warman, Zatzal, would explain that Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, he would say that Cholav, milk, is one of the healthiest things in the world, and Dvash was one of the most delicious things in the world. That the fruits of Eretz Yisrael were flowing with both the most delicious foods, they were the most delicious foods in the world, and Chazal go into how all the Tanaim were obsessed with the flavor of these fruits. It's obviously a ruchnistika thing, but they did have amazing flavor, and also they were very healthy. So we see that these two elements, these Tanaim, are bringing up, from the time Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, both of these parts were taken away.